Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Well, Rob, speaking of hard, strong, and fast.
Wow.
That wasn't the defenses last night.
No defense.
Two of the best teams in the NFL.
Defense.
And the defenses, you know, they did score three touchdowns, okay. But when, you know, the Rams scored two, the Chiefs scored one. But when the offenses are that explosive, you're going to have the defense make plays occasionally. That's how I look at it. But it was a great game. Folks were calling it an instant classic. Some folks were saying it's the best NFL game they've seen in years.
I think that's also a little prisoner of the moment when you really look at the game. I'm not knocking the game. Was it exciting? Yes.
Yes,
what is it, rated the best Monday Night Football ratings in 4 years, which tells you about Monday Night Football. And it was one of those games, Chris, where as it's going on, people are texting their friends.
Yes.
Are you watching this? Hey, turn on Monday Night Football. Do you believe the score? How many of those texts did you get from your friends?
Oh, tons.
Like,
it
you know,
was all over,
just
right?
In case. I mean, obviously, I was watching the game, but you got friends who get caught up doing something else. There'd been a lot of, you know, even though this was one of those high-profile games, people talking about maybe is this a preview of the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. And you, before the game yesterday on the show, thought that it would be 40 in the 40s.
I thought
each
both
team,
teams
you said that
would score in the 40s, and I underestimated
you
it.
You underestimated because it's the first time, which is in 2018, you still can't believe that at a league that's been around as long as the NFL's been around, that two teams have never scored where each team has scored over 50 points. You know, that it had never happened. There was a game that was 70 to 40. So, you know, 110 points scored in the game, but never where two different each team scored 50
right.
or more points.
I think
points.
There were two games that
scored more points, total combined
but usually
points.
It's a blowout and one team.
70 to 40,
yeah.
Can you imagine an
and
NFL
that was
game?
From like 1966 or something.
Which
like,
is unbelievable because they used to like run that. The football all the
right.
time. That's the shocking part that would be
yeah.
in that era.
You're right. Because last night the offenses were scoring so quickly. It was ridiculous. I mean, it was like, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. Both quarterbacks threw for over 400 yards. The receivers were wide open. I couldn't believe how open the receivers were. And it was great to watch two of the best young QBs in the league.
I'll tell you
two
one thing.
Two really innovative offensive coordinators. You had great running backs, although they, you know, the running backs weren't a huge part of the action last night, at least not running the ball. But the one thing I'd have to say about it, though, Rob, as much as I enjoyed it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, I was on the edge of my seat. If there are four or five, maybe six NFL teams that score this much and that you know, are getting in the 40s, sometimes in the 50s in games, I think that's fine. But if this were to become the norm and defenses weren't any good whatsoever, I think that would be a problem. I guess what I'm saying, I don't want to see the NFL become the Big 12. Like
or arena football
right.
outside where you know, where it's just nonstop scoring and there is no defense because no one's talking about you want to see a 6-3 game.
Right,
I get that.
Right.
But my God, there are defensive players who can make plays, and it's also exciting.
Yes.
On a defensive end, you make a play, you make a big sack or a hit, or you draw the ball loose, whatever it is. You know, we've seen it.
And you saw some of that last night, but it was so – the offense was so overwhelmingly dominant that even those – you know, three defensive touchdowns.
But
they got lost in the sauce, lost in the mix, right?
But it's like we talked about earlier on this start of the NBA season, where all the easy layups at the basket. Remember we talked
right.
about that, and we're like, that's not what we want to see.
Exactly.
I mean, I get it. Every game was 140 to 138, you know, or something like that. It had gone to the point where it just was way, way
it was so easy to
too
get
easy,
to the rim.
Too
right.
easy.
a great offense, whether it's in football or basketball, we could even say baseball, is only great when there's some resistance. A bomb or a fly pattern, whatever you call it, long touchdown, is great when there's defensive resistance. It's not as good when the guy's wide open, like Tyreek Hill's touchdown late in the game last night. He was wide open. The defender slipped. Great play because it made the game closer. I don't know if it's, I remember if it tied it or not, but he was wide open. That's not as exciting if the defender had been there and he had had to go up and out-duel him for the ball and caught it.
Anybody, you know, just catching a ball when right. There's nobody there. There's very little to that.
With basketball, right? When a dude goes to the hole and dunks on somebody in traffic, that's a lot more thrilling than if he has an easy path to the basket. The defenders aren't really – they part like the Red Sea, and he just does a windmill dunk one-handed.
Very nice, biblical, Red Sea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I know you're a biblical guy.
You know I am, right. But the other thing is, Shannon said something, and you mentioned the young quarterbacks. But Shannon today on the show was talking about this. Can you see this? That Jeff Fisher had us believing that Jared Goff was a bust.
Yes.
Because if you watch Jared Goff that year under Jeff Fisher, and you know he's always had like a suspect offense on whatever was going on.
He's the king of mediocrity.
You thought like, I thought Jared Goff was a bust.
He looked like it.
He could not play.
Yeah.
And now this guy's lighting it up, and you're looking at him
going. He's looking like a future Hall of Famer right now.
I mean, I know there's a long way to go, right. But the way he's playing, and he's in the MVP conversation.
No question.
I mean, there it is.
No, look, we're not going to go here again, but that's why I was saying Condi Rice is ready to coach.
Oh, there you go. Why are you doing that?
Because I'm just saying you need experience.
Why are you doing that?
It's not easy to coach.
But Jeff Fisher had experience, and he was still terrible.
He was qualified because he had experience.
He still was terrible.
He was a bad coach. But my point is, it's not easy. This is a guy that has been an NFL lifer. I just threw it out there. Let's not go there because everybody agrees with me. Everybody agrees with me.
When you left here yesterday, you ain't feel like that.
You and Rob G. That's the only ones that don't agree with me. And Alex. Yeah.
You mean the whole show? The whole show?
I'm not even going. Look, I'm not one that believes you had to play sports to cover them.
Okay.
But I think between the three of y'all, I don't know that there's a down of organized football between the
look
three of
y'all. Look at this. Here you go. Look at that.
Rob G, you played in junior high.
See? Rob CYO. G played in high school.
Did you play in high school, Rob G?
We can't hear
you. We can't hear him. The mic won't even let you lie. The mic won't even let you tell
all
a lie.
All league in high school on a 2-8 squad, Chris.
Were you
all league? Like you know.
What position? What position?
Outside linebacker.
See?
2-8. You see, your coach wasn't any good. You think anybody can do it.
So we had a rack of stats, that's all.
Nah, I'll give you credit. I'll give you props. All league. Alex played too?
I played wide receiver for a little bit.
What was your last year playing?
Oh, last year of junior high. I didn't play in high school. I did soccer full-time in high school.
He's a vegan. I figured. Actually, Brady, right? Is Tom Brady a vegan?
Yeah, no. He hits me up. Okay. No, he's not a vegan.
Okay,
but
he's close.
But
he's close,
wasn't a vegan at 11 years old, at 8 years old.
I was not.
He was eating pork rinds back then.
He had vegan tendencies already at 8 years
Alex?
Old.
Right, Alex? You were eating pork rinds
I was
back
eating
then.
All that, man, back at 11.
Remember when we ate pork rinds as a kid?
Oh, I love pork rinds. I love
with hot sauce on them?
Yep, pork rinds, man. We ate all types. Back then?
We used to eat sardines. You ever see sardines?
I didn't like
them,
but my mom, she would try to give them to us, but I didn't like them.
They were buying in the supermarket. You would go get a can of sardines.
I couldn't. But you, yeah,
we
people
ate
like
that.
The little wieners. Yeah, remember the little, what were they called? The little
cocktail
little
wieners
or something.
And
pudding. Yeah. I used to come home from school every day and have a little bowl of pudding.
Is that right?
My mom would give us me and sit my brother and I down at the table, turn the TV on,
and then you'd have a little pudding after lunch.
Jello pudding, right?
Yeah. Or the we used to have the fried bologna.
Yes, fried bologna is good.
Syrup sandwich.
You can call it ghetto if you want,
it's
good.
Right, fried
it's
bologna.
It's tasty.
How about syrup sandwich?
I never had a syrup sandwich.
Where you just have white bread
and syrup
and pour
you,
syrup
you
on
had
top.
That?
Yes, I did.
Oh gosh, I never had that. All
it's
right,
ghetto.
On that
it's
note,
ghetto. We had syrup sandwich. But we lived in our own home. We had our own house.
That's
we were
right.
in a project.
There you go.
But
there
we did
go.
Eat syrup sandwiches.
On that note.
I know other people did.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Give us a call. I don't even want to throw it out like this. Did you like what you saw last night? Because I think we all liked what we saw.
There were some people thought it was just a little bit much.
Really? Did you sound like you felt that a little bit.
I like, don't get me wrong, I love scoring and all that, but I would like to have seen a play or two, some more defense.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And we bring in our weekly guest. He's a Super Bowl champion.
He's our bud.
Fox Sports NFL analyst. He is our buddy. We get with him every once in a while on Undisputed. He takes the punches that we throw.
Uh-oh.
The haymakers. His name is Greg Jennings. Greg, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening, my two guys, my fellas?
What's up? Hey, you know, Greg saw the video of us singing Biz Markie's.
What'd you think of that, Greg?
Man, I thought it was hilarious.
It was better than the Golden Girls, I thought.
Well, whatever.
Rob preferred the Golden Girls.
I prefer the Golden Girls, too. Now.
Thank you. Don't be hating on the Golden Girls.
Even though Biz is my guy.
I remember Biz.
Oh, yeah. I figured Greg would like that. That's why I sent it to him in case he didn't see it on social media. But
Greg, last night.
You're a wide receiver. He loved it.
I'm sure you loved it, but what'd you think? I mean, there was I don't want to say no defense. They scored three touchdowns, but just tell us what you thought of last night's game. Did you love it? Were you a little bit you want to see a little more defense or what?
I loved every bit of last night's game.
Wow.
I loved every bit of last night's game because here's why I'm disappointed in both of you right now because I'm hearing, oh, there was no defense, but then you had strip sacks by both teams, a couple by one. You had interceptions. You had defense.
Three TDs
you had
by
offense.
Defense. Yep.
Yes. Like, how was there no defense? It was just a ton of scoring. It was, I think, the best analogy that I've heard. It was a true heavyweight bout, and it was very reminiscent, even though it wasn't as clean, but of last year's Super Bowl. It was back and forth with the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. It was big yards, a lot of points, a lot of touchdowns being scored, and we saw the best that both teams had to offer on both sides of the football in all phases. You can't ask for a better game than what we got last night.
But come on, Greg. No, you mean in the history of the NFL, it's been around almost 100 years, there's never been a game until last night where two teams each scored over 50 points in an NFL game. So that's an aberration of what's going on and the rule changes and people. This isn't real football, what we saw last night. This is Arena Football League outside.
See, this is okay. So my comeback to that, my rebuttal to that would be with everything that all the rule changes that we've had in the league over the last 3 years or so, specifically these last couple years,
right?
It's been very high favoring the offense,
right?
But when it came to that game last night, you saw defenses stepping up and making stops, but you saw offenses overcoming what the defense was able to do at the same time. And so for me, you got the best of both worlds. It was a matter of who was going to have the ball in their hands last, who was going to be able to put the ball in the end zone versus kicking a field goal. And then when I look at the game last night, I see two quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, the future of our National Football League, going head-to-head in different conferences with two coaches that are on two different ends of the coaching pendulum. And I just thought everything that you could have asked for in a football game, we saw it last night, and you can't walk away with a bad taste in your mouth because of the rule changes. These teams played within the rules. The defenses showed up. It was clean. Like, I just don't see how you could have not. Did you turn your head away from that game?
No, we both said we enjoyed it. We just don't want to see this every week.
Right. But Greg, real quick on the young quarterbacks, did Mahomes lose the MVP last night with five turnovers?
No, I don't think he did.
Why doesn't that hurt him? Five turnovers in a game?
And this is, here's why I don't think he lost it, because we get lost in the five turnovers because of what he was able to do as far as overcoming those turnovers. That, and I think when you're talking about an MVP, it's the most valuable player. It's not an award to where we try to compare and contrast how many mistakes one guy made versus the other. It's how valuable you are to your team. And as great as Drew Brees is playing, and I would love to see Drew Brees win it, it's not as exciting as Patrick Mahomes. And I think that plays a part. And he can't be penalized because he's willing to make a little bit more of an errant throw, or he's willing to be a little more flashy with it, or he just has a higher skill set as far as talent. And this is no knock on Drew Brees. He has a bigger arm. He's a lot more mobile. There's a lot of things that you would be more willing to sit and watch than a Drew Brees when you're looking at a Patrick Mahomes. And I absolutely love Drew Brees, one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time.
It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're joined by Super Bowl champion Greg Jennings. Greg, I did see so many plays last night where I felt like the receiver was just wide open. And I'm not just talking about the Tyreek Hill long touchdown where the defender slipped.
Terrible.
But I thought guys, for the most part, were wide open. Why did you feel that way, and why do you think – why were the receivers able to get so wide open last night when we knew was coming?
I did feel that way, and I think you alluded to it when you were saying, I'm not even talking about the Tyreek Hill long touchdown when Sam Shields slipped. I think the field conditions, if you paid attention to the field conditions last night, it was slick out there for whatever reason. There were a lot of guys tripping, slipping, and getting tripped up on the turf to where guys were being turned loose. They were stumbling. They were missing tackles. It was one of those moments where you felt like offensively, if I can just get him on his toes and have him kind of on skate, I can create a lot more separation than I'm able to create in any other game because of the conditions. And I think both teams benefited from it, offensively specifically, more so than the defensive guys, because you just know where you're trying to go versus trying to react to someone where they're going. But I think that's why we saw so many guys being turned loose. It was on the Rams' side. It was a lot of blown coverages, a lot of miscommunication. You saw a lot of late communication. And it was just a great job offensively from both coordinators, both coaches and staffs, of putting those defenders in tough positions as far as trying to get them to communicate late.
Greg, let's turn to your old stomping grounds, Green Bay. And there's just so much buzzing out of there that this is going to be it for Mike McCarthy, 13 years. The team is just struggling, haven't won a road game this year. And I don't know, it seems to be a disconnect. Do you believe that that could happen? This could be Mike McCarthy's last year, and then there are rumors that he might wind up going to Cleveland to coach Baker Mayfield.
I like how you said that. Are there rumors out there that that's where you want to go?
That could be the fit, is that he's going to Cleveland to coach Baker Mayfield, considering he had Brett Favre, and then Aaron Rodgers, and now Baker Mayfield.
Look, when I think of Mike McCarthy, I think of the Green Bay Packers, and when I see what he has not been able to do, I don't solely put it on Mike McCarthy. That's where I struggle with this, because a lot of it is falling into the hands and onto the shoulders of Mike McCarthy, when in reality it has been more than just Mike. If Mike were in charge of personnel.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
But I do think Mahomes suffered last night. I got the 6 touchdowns, and people are still ranting and raving. What does he have now on the year? 10 interceptions, and what did he have, 37 touchdowns?
37.
37 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. But he had 5 turnovers. Rob, were you able to find anything on that or no? No? We were trying to figure out if any MVP ever had 5 turnovers in a game.
Well, I can't say probably.
I don't know. I mean,
Peyton Manning threw a ton of interceptions.
But I don't know if he right. But
five
I don't know if he
is five is a lot.
And again, in a single game,
two of them were fumbles. Right. Two of them were turned.
And
that
three,
last
and three interceptions.
The last interception was right. almost a Hail Mary.
No, I get it, but it's still a third of in a game.
You're not gonna give it. You're just gonna keep pounding him.
No, because if he threw an a game winning touchdown, you wouldn't be talking about well the last one really didn't count because it was just a Hail Mary.
Okay,
right?
I think
you do that?
No, I would count it.
Okay, all right then.
I think we both would agree at this point, wouldn't we both agree that Drew Brees is the MVP?
He's the leader out of the clubhouse.
Right. So if you had to vote right now, it would be Drew Brees.
Yep, I think
so. Okay, second would be who? Mahomes, Gurley, Goff.
Darnold.
I mean – Rob G just said Luck, Big Ben. I don't know if he was joking. Are you serious?
No, Luck is having
not,
a –
not MVP?
No, but Luck is having
over
a great –
Over Patrick? I know.
No.
I know, but are you serious? Get on the air, Rob G. Better no, – we're not going seven deep.
I'm not saying –
I would probably say Khalil Mack or Aaron Donald.
Khalil Mack before has fallen I said,
since – That defense is hot, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if
before I said – Andrew Luck. And I know Luck is playing really well, but no.
He's really, you know what? What is his numbers, Rob? You got him?
Oh, he's playing well. But come on. Luck they're 5-5,
no,
and I know
saying.
They don't have help, but still.
But they really, I mean, Luck.
Yeah, Andrew Luck, 2,769 yards passing, 29 TDs, 9 interceptions.
Wow, yeah, he's bounced back because he looked awful to start this
season.
We're
not going to bring Andrew Luck in the conversation that started with Patrick Mahomes has no chance to win MVP now. There's no way. Because if Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a chance, then you darn sure better believe that Andrew Luck doesn't. Rob G, what's the top five MVP candidates in Vegas? I'm interested.
Number one right now, still Pat Mahomes.
Really? Really?
Number two, Drew Brees. Number three, Todd Gurley. Number four, Aaron Rodgers. Number five, Alvin Kamara, tied with Phillip Rivers.
They're not even looking at defensive players, which is understandable, but Mac's been big.
And the reason Aaron Rodgers is in the top five? He's got 19 touchdowns.
You've been ranting and raving about
but
how
19
great
touchdowns
in
one pick.
He
I'm just saying, isn't
it.
That the number?
He shouldn't be in. Should he be in the top five, Rob?
Yes, of 19 in one pick all year.
Oh, you really want to talk NFL stats for the quarterbacks? Really?
I'm just talking about 19 touchdowns
I
in
don't,
one pick.
There's no way he's a top five MVP candidate. His team is 4-5-1. And look, I picked him to win the Super Bowl. But no, there's no way. Roethlisberger should be ahead of him. Wins counts, especially for quarterbacks when you look
not
at
it. Not in analytics. Wins don't count.
You hate analytics. You know that. Do you know? Can you admit Aaron Rodgers should not be in the top five?
No, I understand why he's in the top five. You don't think 19 touchdowns in one pick is impressive?
No, it is impressive.
Okay, that's
but
all
it's
I'm
not,
saying.
He's not. Like I said, Drew Brees.
He's got more. He's
Patrick
got more,
Mahomes.
He's got
I would
more
have Goff ahead of him. I would have Gurley probably ahead
of
him.
Well, how come Goff isn't in there? He's not in the top five?